Time to get smarter, or at least better informed, with some quick hits, what we like to call bites behind the media. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag behind the media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Away, thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or built-in front pocket. They come in a range of colors and materials that suit your travel style. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. So we have a whole list of things. Would you like to go first, Jimmy? Would you like
I love this.
Okay.
Because this is a visual aid.
Okay.
All right. And for those of you who are just listening to this, imagine you're looking at the cover of Sports Illustrated magazine.
Yes.
A magazine that's been
the
around.
The February cover?
No,
you know why I
this
say that.
Week's.
No,
that's not the February. You're thinking about the swimsuit edition?
Yes, I was.
We'll get to that
okay.
in a couple weeks.
I'm sure they won't be covering that baby up.
That's the week. Well, you never know.
No, because that one.
Being on the cover is prestigious.
Exactly.
Okay.
And plus, people walk by and see the cover.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, now, this showed up in my mailbox yesterday and then ended up in my on my car seat because.
That's
what happens.
Yeah.
I looked at it and I went, oh, my God. This is a cover takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, up above you see in very small print advertisement. Now, are we still live streaming? Do we still have a video recording of this? All right, so I'm going to put it up over on my camera. Okay? You can see
For those of you who are Sports Illustrated
cover.
If you're listening to this, it's a red truck.
It's a red truck.
Blue font sports. Partially blue font and red font.
With a Chevy truck.
And a Chevy truck.
So it's a Chevy advertisement with my address on it, I might add, down here.
Yeah, cover that up because we don't want people to harass you.
They'll okay,
zoom
there you
in
go. Are you happy now?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
My arthritic fingers are covering it up?
That's okay.
And this is, I got to tell you, this is another sign of declining revenue in print.
Got to make the money.
They have to think outside the box.
That's a good
thing. What do we have that's worth something to an advertiser that we can sell to our declining audience for a premium?
Front cover. Next thing will be the binder.
And here's the thing that Dan explained to me because I looked at it and I go, Dan, why is LUST in red and the rest of the words of Sports Illustrated in blue?
Right.
And of course,
LUST says lust.
And they both said, oh, that's because sex sells.
Exactly.
Now, did
they want you to lust for the truck. And they made it a red truck.
And they made another
sexual. Like a little red dress.
There's another sexual double entendre on this cover.
Rated.
Keep going. At the bottom, what's it say?
The all-new Chevy Silverado, this year's pick to go all the way.
All the way. Lust
oh my goodness.
All the way.
Yeah.
See?
But
more importantly, look us on the real cover.
Oh, yes.
My Patriots
please
going
send,
to the Super Bowl
please
again.
Please send all emails and barbs to Jimmy,
anyway,
who is
I found that fascinating.
Who is just being a crazy
I remember
Patriots
when I worked
fan.
At the Boston Globe when they put sticky notes on the front page and the big debate between church and state and editorial and sales. And then they put a bottom third banner on the top on the front page that they could sell to.
That was so yesterday.
Well, I mean. Okay.
Speaking about
today,
the
I got
Globe,
the Sports Illustrated.
Newspapers in trouble again. Another sign of the declining interest in newspapers and trying to figure out how do you make money at it.
Right. Gannett, sell the cover.
Yeah. Gannett, Verizon Media, which owns
USA Today.
No, HuffPost. So Gannett is USA Today.
Right.
And about 190 or so other newspapers, and then Verizon Media owns HuffPost and some other publications as well. And then BuzzFeed, they all slashed jobs anywhere from 2.something% to 15%. Hundreds of jobs lost. I believe the total count of recent it has been about 1,000 people who have lost their jobs. You know, we've talked about this, Jimmy. It's like, and you just sort of alluded to that with why they put something different. They sell the front cover. Everyone's trying to figure out in this rapidly changing environment
in media, commercial media.
How do you make money?
Right.
How do you keep at the level that you used to, where it was just a few advertiser dollars for a few publications, and now everybody is clawing for the same pot and not enough money to feed it.
Right. And you know, it's like supply and demand, Dan. You got to figure out at some point there's declining audiences, so they're increasing somewhere. They're going somewhere.
Right.
And instead of broadcasting, we are seeing niche casting.
Right.
We're seeing smaller audiences that are still dedicated to that particular media source.
Right. And that's the model that's working.
That's the model right now. And you're going to find more and more subscription-based news services.
Exactly. Now, this one's right up your alley. Big ratings for the NFL. The last two championship games that we just saw.
Well, I got to tell you, think about that, Dan.
Yeah.
There's never been two overtime conference championships on the same day.
Exactly.
I mean, from 3
p.m. Well, you should argue that one really wasn't overtime. Because it shouldn't have gone to overtime.
Ooh,
yes. Exactly.
And the commissioner's under fire again for that, too, because he disappears whenever there's controversy.
Right.
Unless he can control it. And he can't control it.
He can't control it, yes. But the ratings, so
the ratings
the
are up
one.
And huge. Yep, the Patriots, I believe it was a 76 share in this market. I think something like a 48 rating for
it. It was huge.
In the Boston market. At Kansas City was 83%.
It's like a 20-some percent jump over last year.
And, of course, in this town, in Boston, of course, you can compare it to past Super Bowl appearances since there's been nine of them now in the last 18 years. It's just ridiculous.
The rest
of the country hates the Patriots.
Yes,
and I don't blame
them,
by the way. I hated the Yankees when they were in the World Series all the time.
Hey, all this hate. Can't we
it's a
all
bad,
just get along?
I agree. Especially in sports.
Okay.
We can have an extreme dislike.
Yes, exactly, but not hate.
Hate is a bad word.
So the other one, and I left my notes on this, but the Gold of, from HBO, from The Sopranos, he passed away.
James Gandolfini.
Right. Yeah. So he passed away at 51 back in 2013, I believe it was, of a heart attack.
Yeah.
And his son, I didn't realize that his son, who I believe his name is Michael.
Okay.
But his son, who's an actor and does make appearances on another HBO show, well, there is now a prequel that's coming out to The Sopranos show. And guess who's going to play
the dad.
A younger.
Oh, that's great.
A younger.
That's awesome.
It's going to be the son.
And that's very creative. That was the first cult viewing show that was on a non-commercial.
Well, I think you're right.
Even though
I
can't call
Sex
it.
Sex and the City
HBO
was as well.
Is a paid service.
Yeah, but it's
okay.
But I know what you mean by that.
Right.
Sex and the City was another one. It was like cult following, a must watch.
Was Sex
stuff.
And the City on
like,
TBS
first?
Though first?
No,
wasn't it?
No. I think that came after. I think it was on Showtime.
It was on Showtime first?
I don't know. I'm probably getting a bunch of wrong info. But that was a big one. Everybody
liked it. We're supposed to know what we're talking about.
Yes, we don't. at least not when it comes to this entertainment stuff.
Right.
But we found it interesting. And there was something that was said on a radio show I was listening to that the reason they hired him because who else could capture the mannerisms of the dad?
Than the son.
Than the son.
Because after all, we do become our parents in some capacity.
We do, yeah.
And or what did they say? Or we try to avoid it.
Right. Or as they say, the fruit doesn't fall too far from the tree?
Right. Well, the acorn certainly
or the
doesn't.
Acorn.
Yeah.
I got hit in the head by an acorn one time.
It hurts.
Yeah. So, and finally, on a more serious note, capturing the last Holocaust voices. This is, you know, here in the United States, we've covered there are a lot of documentaries and a lot of content around interviewing Holocaust survivors. As you know, Jimmy, most of them are in their upper 80s, 90s. We're running out of those who can sit down across from you and tell you what it was like to be sent off to the camps to watch the horror of the Holocaust. And so there is a documentary that will be coming out, I guess, on this weekend, on the 27th,
that would be this
which
weekend.
Is kind of a Holocaust memorial in the UK. And they will be the whole purpose of giving voices, the last remaining voices in the UK who can talk about what it was like. And capturing that for historical purposes as well. A powerful, by all accounts, a powerful documentary.
And there's another documentary that's causing some issues at the Sundance Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Michael Jackson.
Oh.
And there has not been a trailer created for this.
And we don't mean like
truck. No one has seen any footage before this airs for the first time at the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah. So what's the controversy?
I believe they have two victims of Michael Jackson's
They're going into the issues of Michael.
And
not,
they have
not
two.
His music.
Not his music, but his actions.
His off-the-studio actions.
Correct.
Out-of-the-studio actions.
Correct.
Yes.
And that is a tad controversial, let's just say. Let's just say the estate of Michael Jackson's not very happy about it either.
I can imagine.
Right.
So, do you feel like you've been fed? Did we give you enough vitamins? Did we throw in some greens, some great steak? some rice and potatoes. And
I'm doing
and so
meat and potatoes on the grill tonight.
Yeah, good. What time should I show up?
6:30.
Oh, and you'll be done eating by then, right?
No.
Hey, thanks for listening and enjoying this podcast along with us. We know you did because we did. So share it. Keep listening on iTunes, iHeartRadio, and the CLNS Media Network. For our director, Steve Helmuth, I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
And now you know what's behind the media.